right now if you want to. Crazy things at weddings, and I have a story about the world's favorite number as well, which makes me think about something else that I'll get into here in a sec. Let me get Sterling in. Hi, Sterling.
Hey, guys. I don't understand this now. I mean, okay, I didn't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth here. I understand if people don't think Tiger's going to come back because of his back or injury.
Mm-hmm.
But his play, he won 5 times last year, and he was the player of the year. And he's the number one ranked player in the world right now. I know he hasn't won a major in 5 years, but I'm just saying this Bubba only got 6 wins, period. I just don't understand, really. I mean, he's third all the time on the most fans on the European tour. I mean, I don't get it.
What do you not understand? I don't know what you're not getting.
I don't understand the Tiger terrible player talk.
How people don't think he'll get back to being able to win majors again?
Yeah, on his game alone. I mean, if you don't think his body's going to hold up, it's one thing.
Yeah, I think that's what most everyone bases their doubt of Tiger on.
I thought they were talking about his game, but I mean, the only thing he hasn't done is won a major.
Well, and I agree with you, because one thing you hear is this: is Tiger mentally the same he was pre scandal, right? Can he get there mentally again? Number two, you hear people say, well, these guys out there aren't as intimidated as they were pre-scandal of Tiger. And they say, well, there's just much more competition. These guys are getting better. They're better. There are a lot more better players now on the tour than there was when Tiger was making his run. I don't agree with any of those things. I think it's all up to Tiger. He's going to win, what, 5 more or 4 more to beat Jack? I think he.
Yeah, I mean, to beat him
in terms of talent, right? There's nobody better than him. Let's say that out there in the tour. Nobody better than him. The question is he going to play his best when it means the most, and that's in these majors? Because he can't play. Yeah, there was some majors maybe he won, he wasn't 100%. He's going to have to be 100% clearly now moving forward to win a major.
Tiger's second all time in the number of wins.
To
Snead.
Snead.
And he's ahead of Nicklaus in overall.
Is that what?
Just wins. 79. 82, it's going to take him 3 more wins to get tied for number one in overall victories.
Mind-blowing, man.
Which is significant in its own right. The majors record would be great, too. But I think if you're the overall wins guy, that's pretty silly.
And he's third all time on European tour.
That's pretty amazing.
That's silly. That is stupid right there. That's incredible.
Yeah, I don't think anybody doubts his game. I have no doubt if he can hold up physically that he could definitely win several more times. I mean, again, think about it. How much younger he is than Phil Mickelson. He's got last year, I guess. He's got a few years between him and Phil, and I have to look at it again. But my thing is, again, I don't think age is an issue. It's really about can he hold up physically. Mentally, I think he can get there. He's won since he came back from the scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the major thing, but I definitely think he can win tournaments, which in turn makes me think he can win, majors.
And how can you love Mike Jordan and hate Tiger Woods when personality bias is the same guy?
No, I agree with that. I don't hate Michael Jordan. I don't hate Tiger Woods.
So I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about the other people that always bashing on Tiger.
Yeah, Michael, I don't know. It is a little bit different, but I see your point. I mean, those guys, again, there is a select group of guys who have to be that way to play at their highest level. Some guys that are just completely competitive all the time, whether it's tiddlywinks, they want to crush you, whether it's the sport that they're getting paid to play, they want to crush you. That's just their way.
Here's what Jordan had that Tiger didn't have, because I can remember when we were talking about everything that Tiger went through, he is a cheesy guy. Let's be honest. A lot of the things he did were because when he was growing up, he wasn't in a situation where he was always hanging around with the fellas. So when he got that opportunity and maybe a little bit of the freedom he had once he first turned pro, he was doing a lot of things that was maybe making up for some lost time. And you see that happen with a lot of people that are almost in a box brought up just to play golf. It was, and I guarantee you Jordan was more of one of the guys. And that also gives a different perception of, they're not exactly the same kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly when it comes to wanting to crush you, whatever means necessary, and that's what they have in common. I just don't think any of the other stuff that they do have in common.
I don't think...
Like Larry Bird. Larry Bird's another one. He's in that category.
Yeah.
I mean, all I need to know is Michael Jordan's punching little guys in practice. I mean, that's all I need to know about Mike. Mike will cut your throat. That's just the way he is. I mean, that's what worked for him.
But then again, he'll stay up until 4 a.m. playing cards and smoking cigars with his teammates as well.
He's one of the guys. Kobe has that laser focus, but Kobe was not one of the guys from
Kobe wasn't
career.
One of the guys. What do you hear about Tiger? Tiger's one of those. He may play ping pong against Phil Mickelson during rain delays. He's not hanging out with very many guys that you see those relationships. And that probably is I don't like taking a shot at a guy like that, but if you're going to take a shot, that's one of them.
Whatever works for you is fine. It's easier to get with and root for the guys that aren't that way. I mean, you could see Bubba kind of screwing around with the fans, and he's not afraid to slap a hand during the round.
Yep.
Certainly after the round, clearly. But Tiger's laser focus, and even after the round, he ain't slapping any hands.
No, sir. No, sir.
So, anyway. Sterling, you ever seen anything weird at a wedding?
I mean, I've seen a fight at a reception, but I ain't never seen one at the wedding.
Was it good? Was it a good fight or just kind of a quick slap fight?
I was trying to get out of the way before they got me caught in it. I said, I'm cartoon.
Who could hit you?
Although, I will say one thing that Tiger and Bubba have in common. After big wins, they do both go to the Waffle House just for different reasons. They do have that in common, though.
That's terrible. Chris,
you're on line two in the zone.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You wanted the introduction. Didn't want to talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris.
Yeah, I actually got into a fight during my cousin's wedding.
Man, I knew it.
What happened?
All right, what'd she do?
Well, it was me and my brother. We were how kids kind of pull down the little little carpet thing, like a drape and a brown walk home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and my brother, we were arguing. I was telling him, "You're doing it wrong. No, you're doing it wrong." And we just started pushing and shoving each other. And then I put him in a headlock, and everybody's looking at us like, "What in the world?"
And that's exactly what I imagine, is there are so many family members and maybe even people from the same neighborhood that know each other so well, and there's always going
to
be some
deep-rooted
issue.
If you're family, too, you've been around these people for several days in a row.
And you're drinking beverages.
Yeah, beverages, and you're just sick of each other. So, anyway. All right, Chris, appreciate the story. How old were you guys at this age?
Man, I was like 8, and he was like 10. Oh.
Yeah, see, I want to see like grown
men. Oh, so you were drunk, so that explains it.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. I got an email or a Twitter here from
it's good.
From a listener. I've seen a bride whip a wedding crasher when I was a DJ back in the day. All you could see was a wedding dress rolling around. I mean, if you're a
groomer, don't mess with a bride's wedding.
I've never seen a bride or groom get into it with anybody.
I see those stories, not all the time, but you do see them.
Well, honestly, you could have dumped a glass of wine on my head during my wedding. I wouldn't even have cared. It would have been hard to provoke me on my wedding
night. A caller brought this story up from February 26th. It's on KATV. A Friday night brawl breaks out at a wedding party at Jacksonville's Bar and Grill. It's sure to be a memorable day, but for the wrong reason.
What was the name of the Bar and Grill?
It was Hard Riders Bar and Grill.
You know what? The defense rests, Your Honor.
Which I'm amazed for a dry town like we are. We still have bar and grills. And
when are you going to run for mayor of Jacksonville?
I've made it a thing that I'm never going to run for any kind of political office.
Why? I think you'd be a great mayor. I trust you. Matty T for mayor. Who's with me? Let's start a campaign. It's 11:45. Be back in a moment. It is the zone on this day. And world's favorite number. I don't think this is that hard to figure out. And I want to ask you guys if you have a favorite number. And then I also have another number question for
you.
The
one before 70.
Eyes closed. The sun's starting to light up.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk.